Okay. Hello, everyone. I am back. This is part two of Minna no Rizume Tengoku. I'm recording this, I think about a week later, so a really long time has passed, and I haven't even uploaded the first one yet. I'm thinking of uploading it later. I have no idea when, but I just want to cool down a little bit to get people to enjoy the Rhythm Heaven DS playthrough first, and then upload this. Anyway, let's continue, because I've been looking forward to this for a while. This is part number two, so we're continuing on row number two. And our first game is going to be Forklifter. Quite a lot more lag for some reason. That may cost me a little bit. Forklifter, the concept behind this game is that for some really strange reason, this guy really doesn't like using his hands to, you know, use forks and knives and stuff to eat his food. So instead you have to fling it at him in such a way that the food just comes zooming in and you have to plop it onto a fork at a specific amount of time. You'll see what I mean. Here we go. Yep, that's how it works. It's me, hi! So you hear the din, and then one, two, hi! It's me, hi! Okay, they're gonna change up the beat a little bit. Oh, never mind, it's just no cues anymore. It's me, hi! If you miss it, this happens. Oh, come on! Okay, I couldn't miss it, let me see if I can show you now. Yep, that happens. If you miss it completely, then that happens. One, two. Oh, I like the stereo effects. So, that is all. Now, the tutorial does not tell you this, unfortunately, but there's going to be more than one coming at the same time. There could be one, two, or even one, two, and in some cases, there's even three. You'll see. This is another one of those games that has a pretty cool music track to it. No. Oh, what? Need to get used to no input lag at all. And one, two. Crap. This feels so satisfying with no input lag. One, two. And one, two, three. Yeah. Close to the about 70% mark. There you go. Here we go. And one, two, three. Yay, yay. I think that's supposed to be maybe a burger or something that he just ate there. I hope he is full. Yeah, superb, great. So, I satisfied his hunger with all that stuff that I threw at him. I think. So that was Forklifter. Quite a weird game, if I do say so myself. Now, I was not expecting this. I completely forgot about this part. But, now, on the bottom row, there's actually two, icons, and the right one allows you to go into a second menu, which has two-player mode. Now, unfortunately, the only thing you can do right now in this menu is to go back. Oh wait, no, it's just an introductory thing, okay. So if you enter the menu for the first time, that's what this is. This is the two-player mode, if I haven't said so before. And... okay, so there's an area here with two-player endless games. And there's also Forklifter that we just unlocked in two-player version. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to actually play this. And this may make the episode a lot more longer than I thought it would be. But the reason why... oh, I went back for a second there. The row on the bottom is where the games are, not the top. Okay. So, the reason why is because I want to find out what it sounds like when you unlock a game and you get the medal for it, which are actually special medals that will allow you to play two-player endless games that are only accessible if you get the two-player medals. But what I did was when I completed all the games, I just went through the two-player mode one after the other, and so there's only a few specific games. There's like 8 games out of the 20, 30 or so that are in here, but they're worth it. Of course, you do need a second Wiimote connected for this to work, and unfortunately, for some reason, this version of Dolphin doesn't let me disconnect it. But if you don't have a second one connected, it's just not going to let you enter this screen. Or, I mean, it's going to let you, but it's not going to let you press A and start the game. Now, the way this works is I have Wiimote buttons A, B, and plus, minus, and even the D-pad, I think, configured. Yes, the A button on Player 2's controller also works. But... once you press minus for player 1, then player 2 can practice. But I'm going to press minus on that as well, and we can start the game. The way this works is both of us have to play at the same time, in most cases. In some cases, it's only one side. So I'm just going to press both buttons at the same time every time. Which is quite awkward because of the way I have it configured, where Z is player 1 and N is player 2. So I'm just gonna go away from the mic and see if I can do this two-handed. So, there was a little bit of split-screening there. Now, what happens here is, depending on how well you did, and how in sync you were, you get a lot of different points counted up. And then, you get your rating. I think... did it just crash? Okay, I guess I'm not going to be doing two-player anymore. That's a little bit weird. So let me re-enter and, row 2, column 2. This is a game called Tambourine, which is much better than, well, of a concept, I mean, than Forklifter, although it still involves monkeys. I like that intro. I don't know why. Sounds cool. Anyway. This is your first sequence memorizing kind of, well, if you don't count Forklifter as being one of those, but it's more of a Simon Says or sequence repeating kind of game. 2, One, two, three, listen, and repeat. And you get that noise if you do it right. If you don't do it right, yeah, you get frogs, which is quite amusing. I like that noise. I like that noise a lot. Now, this is the new cue, where I have to press A and B. Which sounds much cleaner than I thought it would when I heard it for the first time in when playing this without headphones on. But that's what it sounds like, and in most cases it's at the ends of the sequences. Oh, it's asking me to try it, so you can press A, and you can press A, B. Which is what that sounds like. So let's try it with a sequence. Two. One, two, three, four. So it's just A, B all the way. And. Oh god. Okay. I liked it. So. Let's play this. Hopefully I'll be able to get a superb on this. Let's find out. No, 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 no! Sequences get gradually trickier as time goes on, but not much. One, two, three. A, 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 B, A, B, A, B. No, no, no. No, no, no. A, B, again. And no, 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 no. No 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 no. Here's the last pair of sequences. No 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 no. Yeah, I did perfect on all of those. And this one also has a two-player version where sometimes it splits into either one or the other side. But I'm going to experiment with that later. I have no idea what the nage happens by the end of that. But you are supposed to get a rating after that. Even in the two-player version. Okay. Good. Okay, we don't get perfect attempts yet. I think that's going to come in just a bit. Third game is quite weird. It's probably even weirder, especially if you read the text that comes with it. It's called Board Meeting, but all it really is, I don't even know, to be honest. I really don't know. You're just spinning on a bunch of chairs, that's what it sounds like, and also your pigs, for some reason. And it's supposed to be like very business, like the text is supposed to be all business-like, but really, it's just really weird. So this one is really down to timing and memorization. The game itself is not that hard, but stuff like remixes that come later may make it harder. So this is the way it works. I'm not sure what it's like in Japanese. Let's find out. Yeah. So you hear them stop from 1, 2, 3, stop. And that's when that's your turn. If you don't do well enough, that happens. And if you do it a little bit too early... Oh, that actually worked. I didn't mean to make it work. Okay, never mind. But it does other noises as well, besides the heat or whatever that thing was. Now, this is the second cue, which I think in Japanese is isoni. I'm not exactly sure. Let's find out. And... yep. So, you're supposed to go, you just wait and isoni, stop. You just press A. Bisonista. And that happens sometimes. And at the very end, it's going to happen in a really weird timing, which there's a little bit of a fun fact about, but I can't really claim it as... Well, I'm going to talk about that after we finish the game, but here we go. This has a really weird blend of rock and like EDM kind of music to it. Sounds like a game that we're going to be encountering later, actually. It sounds very much like that. One, two, three, stop. Okay, we get some isonis. One, two, isoni, hey! Yeah, that last isoni is a little bit hard. So, the thing behind it was the fact that in my original playthrough, the cue was 1-3, but I mistakenly thought that it actually said 1-3 as 1-3 for some reason. And then I discovered that I'm not exactly sure if this is right, because I haven't listened to it in a long time. But for those playing Beat the Beat Rhythm Paradise, which is the European version of this game, there it may have been changed to the 1-2-3 instead of the 1-2-3, which is normal, for that last part. I'm not sure if that actually does exist or not. But that's just my imagining. But for the US and the Japanese versions, it's unchanged. Anyway, last game. Still no perfect attempts, though, which is quite weird. Monkey Watch. We're seeing a lot of monkeys today. Way too many, in fact. Love that intro. It's probably one of my favorites. So, this game is basically you're controlling a watch that has to keep time. So this is the first time you actually have to keep time no matter what you do. You just press A every
one, two, three, four.
Like that. If you don't do it, it just stops working. And you can have either a boing or a k, like that. That means you're a little bit too early or too late. Which is a common sound found in Rhythm Heaven DS and in Tengoku as well. As well as the fail noise, that's all common. Now, this is where things get interesting. Sometimes you may hear a certain cue.
One, two, three, four.
And that's what you have to do. And one, two. The one, two. I don't exactly know how to describe this. You just have to get a feel for it. So that's how this works, and this is one of my other favorite tracks in the game. I mean, I like a lot of the music, but this is especially cool. And with no input lag, this is amazing. It really is. And one, two. You get more frequent as time goes on. Oh god. I've been told that the visuals have a lot of distraction this game. Oh, this part's weird. Especially this part, I've been told, has a lot of distractions in it. But since I'm blind, of course, I can't see that. Although the fact that I'm singing is a little bit of a distraction, but I just love this music. One, two. And we're done, I think. Be sure to keep time. One, two, one, two, one, two, three, four, and we're done. So those last few parts are very important to get right. What? Really? Okay, I was not expecting that at all. I think I failed a little too much. This is our first okay, which is interesting because I didn't think it would be, but okay. But this is what an okay sounds like, and this is what the epilogue sounds like. So you still pass the game, but you don't get the medal. I'm going to have to do that because I want all the superbs that I can possibly get. Still no perfect attempts, wow. Okay, let's do this again, and hopefully get a superb this time without singing. Yes. Perfect. So that must have been a superb. I didn't fail at all. Good. Now, because I didn't unlock anything, there's going to be a certain sound that you're going to be missing that you did hear last time when we went back, which is the na-na-na-na's, which signifies that a new game has been unlocked. Now we're just going to get the medal, which sounds like this. There we go. And now, the square has been updated to reflect that, I think. I think it's visually changed, maybe. Okay, so, on to the remix. Apparently still no perfect attempts, which is quite interesting. Why the hell does it keep clipping? God. Anyway, Remix 2 is one of my least favorites. I don't like it very much. I don't like the genre of music that much, actually. But the cues themselves are not too bad. Let's do it. And also there's a little bit of a new flair to it if you count the board meeting being a little bit different. You'll see. Oh, and Forklifter's extra hard. Start with Monkey Watch here. One, two, three. And Forklifter, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 4. And here we go. 3, 4. Oh, it actually counts in, okay. 1, 2, 3, 4. And 3, 4. That's a key for Monkey Watch. 1, 2, 3, 4. Now it's A, B. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1. Yeah. Four, and here's the forklift with 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Crap. Oh, it's actually a girl this time. I messed that up, so I'm probably gonna get an okay. Nope, superb. Okay, good. I don't like doing this remix. I don't know. I don't like it very much. Please give me a perfect attempt so I can actually do something that I like. Metal, new row, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and new game, and perfect attempt, finally. Good. So I can finally talk about these things. You hear that different sound? That means that that is a perfect square, which is the first time you actually get an indication of where that perfect is, and unfortunately it's probably the last time, because I think in the rhythm of the Mega Mix it's lost again. So, yay. But the way this works, just like in any other rhythm heaven game, is when you enter one of these, you have to do it perfectly, and if you mess up, there's a certain sound that plays that tells you if you mess up, and you have to quit from the game to actually get it to work again, and you have 3 chances. So when your 3rd chance is up, it goes back to a normal square, and you can't do it anymore. The games are chosen randomly from the games that you've already gotten superbs on. So, and in this case, it's double date, I think, yes. So, let's see if I can do this perfectly. I probably can. And of course, I won't be talking on this one. What? Are you kidding me? What? Not again? Not this again? This happened before. In a certain part of the Rhythm Heaven DS playthrough, I missed the very last note. Why does this keep happening to me? God. I have to do this again. I'm gonna have to cut it out. How do I cut something like this out? I'm not even sure. Oh wait, never mind. It's saved to my Dropbox. Of course I can cut it out. Anyway. Try again. God. Okay, second time. Got it this time. And this is what happens when you get the perfect right. You're greeted with a screen that tells you that you've unlocked something. In this case, I think it's something that you can read at the cafe, which of course I have no use for because I can't see. And it's in Japanese as well, so I would have no way of understanding it anyway. And this music is actually almost the same as what it used to be like in Rhythm Tengoku and in Rhythm Heaven DS. And now we get a really cool sound when we get the perfect unlocked. I love that sound, I don't know why. So, we got our first game perfect and Road to complete, which is cool. I'm gonna investigate the two-player thing. I have no idea why that's happening. Anyway, I'll see you next time.